This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's happening? That's a good question. We'll find out what's happening. Jennifer Horn is here on the DJV show. She's going to bring us up today with some trending stories. I think a lot of eyes are on Washington and what's going on with the people who are going to jail or whatever it is that's coming out of the trials that have been held this week. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, turning it over to Jennifer now for the update.
All right, so it was a big day for the president and for some of his closest allies on a Tuesday. First off, there was a verdict in the Paul Manafort case. This has been going on for a couple of weeks. The jury deliberated, I think, over 26 hours on 18 counts of tax evasion and bank fraud. They were able to come to, after a lot of discussion about whether or not they could come to an agreement at all, the jury was able to come to an agreement that they found Paul Manafort guilty on 8 of the 18 charges. The other 10 were declared a mistrial by the judge in the case. Judge Elliott is that case in Virginia. So now Paul Manafort will have to be sentenced. The maximum sentence he could receive is 80 years in prison for these 8 charges alone. And this is not the end of the road for Paul Manafort, who now goes to D.C. court in October, I believe, and he'll face additional charges of bank fraud, tax evasion, and these are, it seems to be a much bigger case, the one that he'll be facing in Washington, D.C. Already the prosecutors have turned over 1,000 pieces of evidence. And to put it in perspective, this jury in the case in Virginia only saw 300 pieces of evidence, and it took them a while to sift through all of that. Some lessons definitely for the prosecution. They were warned multiple times by the judge in this case about not painting rich people as the bad guy. They also took some criticism for not making it easier for the jurors to sift through the information. They didn't put their exhibits in order. So the evidence was not really ordered. It was all just numbered, which provided a tough task for a jury of, you would imagine, lay people who don't really know how to go through all this stuff. They have to figure out how it all makes sense. So I'm sure the lessons learned there from the prosecution. Then, later in the day, like by 20 minutes, Michael Cohen, the former personal attorney to the president, the guy that the media likes to call the fixer for President Trump, went into court, the Southern District of New York, and pleaded guilty to multiple charges. He will be seeing at least 3 to 5 years of prison time. This was a plea deal that he made with prosecutors. Again, he was looked at by Robert Mueller's investigative team. They didn't think that they had anything for the case they were working, but they did refer what they found to the Southern District of New York. Now, what you're hearing a lot about is that this could be the end of President Trump. You're hearing a lot about this in the media. To put this all in perspective, and it very well could be, look, you have no idea how this stuff is going to play out. Impeachment is absolutely and purely political, and so maybe this is. But what I suspect is that Michael Cohen, who is going to prison for 3 to 5 years, is not going to prison for the charges he pleaded guilty on for campaign finance, basically campaign finance charges. What he's going to jail about is his mishandling of his taxi cab business in New York. But I think part of the deal was for him to publicly go and throw the president kind of under the bus.
Under the cab.
Yeah, exactly, under that cab in with these campaign finance charges. Now, I don't think this spells disaster for Trump, because Michael Cohen said that in his guilty plea in front of the judge, and I know it seems a bit complicated, but to make it kind of easy, he said he was directed by a person running for federal office, so everybody with half a brain knows he's talking about the president, to take care of or make payments to Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels that totaled in together $200,000. Well, I think what Trump's best recourse will be to that is he didn't know that that was a violation of campaign finance rules, because this is something
that people do all the time.
Well, this is it. Michael Cohen is actually in trouble because he took out a loan. He refinanced his house to make these payments.
Jeez.
So that would indicate to me that he hadn't told Trump exactly what he was doing. I think if I were guessing what's going on here, I think Trump is a rich guy who likes to a lot of women, and he probably had Michael Cohen on the case, just make these stories go away. And I think that what would happen is Michael Cohen would probably pay these women, and then Trump would pay him a retainer that would obviously reimburse him for such expenses. That's how rich people can say they don't know what's going on, because it's deniability, wink, wink. And so what I think will happen here is that if pushed, if there is a subpoena given to Trump, all he's going to have to do is say, well, here are all the payments I made to all the other women. This is just how I run my life. And that, not necessarily copying to the fact that this is campaign finance fraud. So I think it might be embarrassing for the president, because he may have to show a list of who he's done this to in the past. But I would guess there are other women, and I would guess he'd be able to show a list like this. What the issue is that he did it after he had declared his candidacy for the president, and so they're saying that that's over the maximum contribution allowed for a private citizen to make to a campaign.
Okay, let's back up.
Does that make sense?
Here.
I know it's convoluted.
Fine. That's a good explanation.
No, I think you did a great job explaining that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's back up, though, to the reasons for impeachment. When Bill Clinton was impeached, it was because he lied. What was he lying about? He was lying.
Well, that he lied under oath. That's
right.
Important.
But he lied about his business with Monica Lewinsky. And so then, fast forward, here we have Trump doing basically the same kind of stuff. And it's for money. I don't think there was any money involved with Monica. But the difference is that
Trump hasn't been under oath. Now, that's why they're trying to subpoena him, and that's where this Michael Cohen thing comes in.
It has nothing to do. I'm not legitimizing it by any stretch of the imagination. But I am suggesting that if you're going to impeach somebody, it ought to be for reasons that have to do with the job that they're doing, and not with things that have no direct connection to his running the presidency, whether it was Bill Clinton or whether it, this becomes a political witch hunt, and that's all it is. I'm not condoning. I think that Trump is a pig when it comes to stuff like this. I just think that that's not the way a man who's married conducts himself. However, I'm here not going to sit in judgment on the guy. He can get judged by people that are closer to him than me. But to have all of this hoopla, what we have is, we have how much money has been spent? Again, not saying if this guy fiddled around with his tax returns that there ought not to be some sort of resolve to it. But what's going on here is bad. What's the worst?
Well, the thing
of
that
all
I take issue with, and I think what you're getting at, is that this investigation was initially started to talk about Russia's involvement in our election.
Yeah.
And so when we hear President Trump say witch hunt, witch hunt, witch hunt, that may kind of frost the rear ends of some of his critics, but I think put in a different way, they're actually doing an investigation to find a crime. Typically, the way an investigation is supposed to happen is if you suspect there is a crime being committed, you investigate it. You don't go and you don't catch this, kind of cast this net and just start taking in everybody who's been doing it wrong. It happens over and over again.
Yeah,
and don't get me wrong, like, if they're doing things that are wrong, they should be punished. I'm not making excuses for anybody, but what I think is kind of gross is that this all started with the idea that we're trying to keep elections and, you know, make the integrity of the election secure and all of this stuff. No, we're trying to get the president out of office, and that's the bottom line.
That's right.
Well, and look at all the stuff they did with Clinton. This is like a repeat.
It's the same stuff.
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. And it's a waste of the public's time. All it becomes is theater and the business of running the country, which ought to be. I'm looking at the CBS website now. All they're doing is playing back pictures of all the women that Trump supposedly has had some kind of relationship with out of his marriage. And it's just the same stuff over and over and over again. And it's sickening. It tells you about ethics, for sure, but the idea of that being the reason to try to scuttle the presidency when you haven't got anything better than that is pretty facetious. It's really, and I don't think facetious is the right word for it, but the way this is playing out is, all it is a soap opera. And I'm offended, frankly. I don't like the fact that he's done the sorts of things that he's done, but that's it's none of my business what he does. I'm not here to judge him one way or another. It's not my business. It's his wife's business or his family's business. And it's not the country's business either, frankly.
Well, I disagree on that point. If you're
why is it your business whether he sleeps with somebody and he's married? Why is that your business?
It shouldn't be, but it always has been. Look how many candidates have lost either, not even candidates, look how many politicians have fallen from grace. Look how many
politicians
gotten in trouble often, because they were cheating.
They say things, what gets me in those circumstances is the complete hypocrisy of most of those people that are on the right that do this sort of thing, and they talk about being Christian and all the things that supposedly are ethical and moral, and then they're completely immoral and hypocrites. So, and there's more of that that seems to go on the Republican side than the Democratic side. But in this case with Trump, I don't see that that's the same thing. He's not preaching morality. You never hear him talking about that stuff. Not that he shouldn't, but did that ever even come up in the campaign? I don't, you know, a lot of stuff about his immorality came up, but did he even speak to it? I don't think he ever spoke to it at all, did he? That I can remember anyway.
Well, the locker room talk, all that stuff he addressed in one of the debates.
Yeah,
but he had to at that point. The tape was out. It was, it's...
Right. But he still got elected, so at least some people don't think it's that important. It is gross. You're right, Victoria. The whole damn thing is gross.
It's just...
Sadly, with politicians, whether they're Democrats or Republicans or successful business people, that power goes hand in hand with having affairs and behaving terribly in your personal life.
Yep. Yeah. All right, let's talk about something else for a moment or two. That's your body and how your primary defense center is your stomach. How's your stomach feeling today? How's your gut feeling today? Do you have enough bacteria living in your gut? Things going okay? Or do you have an unhealthy gut? If you have an unhealthy gut, you know it because there's lots of gas, lots of unmentionables going on. You spend too much time in the bathroom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe it's time for you to consider using Life Change Tea to maintain the health that you desire. Get the body cleaned up. Get rid of the garbage that's in your body. Reduce constipation. There is a great digestion waiting for you on the other side of your cup of Life Change Tea. Every day, all of us have our Life Change Tea. And what it does is make sure the colon and the systems that you have are working properly by getting rid of the stuff that's garbage, literally and figuratively, in your system. That's what Life Change Tea does. Life Change Tea, a proprietary herbal formula of tea that will gently cleanse your system. Get rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the things that are making your stomach and your internal systems unhealthy. Food, different now than it used to be. So what gets stuck in there needs to get cleaned out, and that's what Life Change Tea does. So let's go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you without charge. Get your system cleaned out. Life Change Tea, getthetea.com, discount code DJV.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Change after the hour here on the DJD program. Victoria, Kara, Doug focused on Aretha and the latest wrinkle in the story of her life and death. Now in death, her family is going to be unsettled because she didn't have a will. How in the world somebody of that stature, somebody who has that much money and influence, goes through life without a will is mind-boggling. Than I can only point to the fact that she wasn't an educated lady, but she certainly was worldly, and somebody around her has to have thought about the hundreds of millions of dollars that she has earned over her life and what those assets...
Do we think it's in the hundreds of millions?
Absolutely.
I would assume it would be a lot. I don't know how much. Her lawyer said he doesn't even know how much she's worth because he insisted for years that she get a will and set up an estate, and she never did. She never got around to it.
She bought a lot of property in Detroit. She liked her property. She liked having places of her own. She had a place in L.A. She had a place in Detroit. I think she had a place in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. But she liked having good real estate. But I think when you look at the catalog of music that she's produced over the years and how much she has done in terms of personal appearances, remember now, the personal appearance is where you make the money. Going around and singing on stage, and she did a lot of that up until pretty much almost the end, right? She was always out making appearances here and there and thrilling audience. People loved her. There was something about her energy. People just loved seeing her in person, whatever that magnet is that people like that have.
Well, there's one other thing that TMZ is now reporting, and everyone is shocked across the board that she didn't have a will. But so she has four children, and according to Michigan law, her estate, whenever they figure out what it's actually worth, it'll be divided equally amongst the four. However, she has a special needs son named Clarence who needs financial and other forms of support for his entire life. So it's extra surprising that she wouldn't have had anything in writing to make allowances for him. That's just really surprising. And now we know she's been ill for the last few years.
Yep.
It's not like she just, you know, it wasn't
it
a heart attack and she
week.
Suddenly dropped dead. Yeah, it's very odd.
Mm. Well, that's the story anyway. All right, next up musically at 25 after the hour, Adam Lambert in the spotlight. He has... the highest praise for Rami Malek's portrayal of Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody that's coming out in November. This looks like quite a fabulous movie, frankly, to me. I don't know.
I'm so excited about this.
You see Rami Malek kind of coming into his own as an actor, mm-hmm. with the TV work and stuff that he's done in some other movies. He's in a couple of new movies as well as this one. Was Rami Malek a contestant on American Idol?
No,
Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert was.
Oh.
Listening to Adam Lambert sing, and Adam Lambert is the new singer for Queen, and he's been their singer now for about 4 years. And so he was recently asked
My mistake. Here's what I've been doing. I've been all along confusing Adam Lambert with Adam Levine.
So
that's where I'm sorry. I lost myself here thinking, what the hell is this about?
Right.
He's not American.
Right. So Adam Lambert, he didn't win American Idol. He came in second place.
I remember. Yeah.
But
remember
he's had more of a career, arguably, than I don't even remember who won honestly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
So he was asked recently about the Queen new movie, how he feels about it, the whole thing. And he was asked why he wasn't allowed to audition, because Adam was a stage actor. He was in off-Broadway productions and things like that. And so that's why he said,
for
well,
the
I don't
part
look
of
like
Freddie,
Freddie
Mercury?
He was asked why he wasn't allowed to audition or why he didn't get the part, because he can certainly sing like Freddie. And he said, I don't look like Freddie. I don't act like Freddie. Like, that's not what I'm doing here with the band.
Rami Malek looks a lot like Freddie.
Yes, he does.
All right, so that's that story. Thank you for clearing it up there, Victoria. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Just 7 months before Ford's new small truck, the Ranger, hits dealership, the company has unveiled the price. It'll start under $26,000, including delivery charges. Step up and you can get the top-of-the-line Supercrew Lariat with a 5-foot box, and you'll pay just over $40,000 with the 4x4 version. The Ranger is about $23,000 lower than the starting price of America's best-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 truck. But fully optimized, the F-150 can get to $90,000. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at alfaromeousa.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, you're...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican San Diego area congressman and his wife are now charged with campaign finance violations. Representative Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret indicted yesterday, having allegedly used over $250,000 from their campaign fund to pay for personal expenses and then filing false records in a cover-up effort, according to prosecutors. President Trump at a campaign-style rally in West Virginia last night slams New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo for recently saying that America has never been great.
His comments are an insult to the generations of brave Americans whose blood and sweat and tears built our magnificent country.
No reports of damage, but a powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake hit early today southwest of Portland, Oregon. And this is USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What up, kids? 34 after the hour on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Victoria's got the trending story for this half hour.
Yes, well, Target is in the news, and they've got some really great news, which we don't really hear a lot of when you talk about big box stores in the time of Amazon. Target has now reported that sales at stores increased 6.5%, the most in 13 years. That's huge. They said an actual customer traffic.
Over what period, Victoria? Since the beginning of the year, year to year, what would be
They reported their strongest quarter in more than a decade.
Good.
So this actually means that their sales are up 6.5%, the most in 13 years, and they said that they've had the most foot traffic in the stores since 2008. Which is also great news. And this, of course, blew right past whatever Wall Street's expectations of the stock were. And that sent the stock up 5% in pre-market trading earlier this morning. And so, and there's actually some good news from other stores as well. Amazon apparently is not really killing business. Kohl's, Nordstrom, and Macy's also posted strong same-store sales growth, which is a really big deal for them. Because
all right, let's talk
really
about psychology for a second, okay? Let's talk about you and Kara and your buying habits and what you do when you need a new dress, you need new shoes, you need new whatever you need. The psyche of American men and women, but I think more women, my experience is this, I'm just sort of giving you a rendering from my world, is that the women that I know would rather go into the store, shop around, look around, see what's new, compare prices, do lots of stuff that is considered fun. How many people do you hear say, all right, I'm upset, I'm going to feel better, I'll go shopping? And you can't get that feeling from looking at a flat screen. You may see some items that will be good for you, and you can buy them cheaper and that sort of thing. But in my, again, back to my experience only, when you buy things online that don't fit, that aren't the right color, or they don't look the same when you get them, you send them back. I think that's going to begin to wear on people. The more of it that is done, I'm not suggesting that Bezos is going out of business and Amazon will go kaplunk, because they aren't. But there is this weighing in, and that's why I'm going to ask you this question. Which is more important, convenience or having fun and getting what you want? There are two different things, and maybe they aren't mutually exclusive, but I'm betting with the two of you and other people who are listening to us right now, there's a thing about going to the store. It's fun to get in the car, go to the store, look around, maybe meet some friends for whatever.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think that both of them have their benefits. So I don't shop for clothes online typically, unless it's like a dress or a shirt. Buying pants online to me is a nightmare because they're all different sizes, and it's just, if you don't have a perfectly flat, straight body, then it's impossible, I think, to find pants that really fit you. I don't really consider going to the store, even though I like Target and I like H&M. I like shopping at those stores because they have a good selection of things that I like. I don't consider that to be fun. I consider that to be an experience where I can go and almost always find something that I like for an affordable price, but I don't love getting in the car and going there. I find that to be kind of a pain in the butt. So I think Target is doing something right in terms of the things that they're offering and the price that they're offering it at and the layout that they have. I think that's why they're still successful, because people can actually find things that they want there.
Right.
But I don't think it's, I don't necessarily think, at least for people my age, that it's the experience that people are loving there.
Like my mom loves to go to the mall to like look around. That would drive me crazy. I would never do that.
Okay, so it's a generational thing.
I think it might be a generational thing. But you know, it's interesting that you bring up the convenience versus the fun aspect or whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we just moved into a new apartment. And as Kara has been witness to this, I have returned 3 rugs already. Actually, no, the 4th rug is going back today because I bought them all online. None of them worked. None of them were right. But the reason that I bought them online was because they were so much cheaper than if I had gone into a store and actually physically felt a rug and picked the pattern and all that. So in that instance, this has been a big pain in the butt, and I'm sending the 4th rug back, but I saved so much money by ordering them online, it still is outweighing the experience of being in a store. So in that sense, like, I've been through this a lot. Now, I was actually in Bed Bath & Beyond yesterday. It's where I live. It's me and every college kid getting ready to go back to the dorm. So
you're having fun outfitting a new place.
It's a little bit of fun, but not much.
Yeah.
But Bed Bath & Beyond is one of those stores that I literally, as I'm standing in this very long line yesterday for the 5th time being at Bed Bath & Beyond in 2 weeks. So I realized, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond is never going to go out of business, because you always want to feel your bath towels before you buy them. You always want to feel your sheets. You know, there's you can test out. There's a whole big display of MyPillow. You can go there and test test out the MyPillows. And there's so many things there that you want that experience of seeing it in person and not just ordering them online. And so for that reason, I don't mind going back to Bed Bath & Beyond because there's so many things there that are so useful. And it's, like Kara said, it's not really fun, but it's more utilitarian that, yeah. You know, taking a trip there. But Target has made, somehow Target has become a hybrid of both of those experiences. And I think that's why we're talking about them making such a big profit right now, because it is equal parts fun and utilitarian. You can do your grocery shopping, but you can also buy fun, cute clothes that you didn't have on your list before
you
got there.
I'm not a shopper, so I'm not the one who's the bellwether of how this all shakes out. But I will tell you, whenever I go to Target, and it's usually for very specific things, the Target store closest to me is very large, and you can easily get lost, but it's so well lit, it's so clean, it's the people there are healthy. The opposite,
the brand I think, is so consistent.
I told you, I don't know if I did tell you this, I've never been into a Walmart store until a couple of weeks ago when I was looking for something that I needed badly, and I was told I could find it in a Walmart store. Mm-hmm. Well, I went in, it's filthy, people are dirty, it really was a horrible experience for me. It's just like going...
Target doesn't, you know, I think that Target maybe knows that certain people feel that way about their competition, and Walmart is their direct competition.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Every time I walk into a Target store, the design of it, the layout of it, it's just so user friendly. Yeah. And it's
so
very
Then why is Walmart so fabulously successful
because
versus Target?
Because I can tell you right now why. I have had, when I was on satellite radio, we had so many listeners who would call us up and say, we live vicariously through you guys living in New York City and shopping all the time and having everything at your fingertips. I live 2 hours to the closest Walmart. And that was the number one commentary we got. Walmart is all they have. Walmart doesn't need to do better because they know people will have to drive an hour and a half to 2 hours to do their grocery shopping,
do everything at once,
whatever else they need from Walmart. And Walmart doesn't, they know they've got a captive audience. People don't have
another
option.
Framingham. Framingham is a suburban community 26 miles west
different.
Of Boston.
That has no
but
excuse.
But still is dirty. And
well, that has no excuse.
Okay. At the risk of sounding like an elitist, I tell you, it's...
But you know, it is interesting. One other little tidbit to this story, because we were talking about Target. So the other four stores that are doing well, too, five stores, actually, Kohl's is up, Nordstrom is up, Macy's is up, TJ Maxx, not surprising. They have a 7% rise in their
TJ Maxx are fabulous. They're headquartered here in Framingham. Not only the TJ Maxx stores, the Marshall stores, but now they have these new stores that are specialty home stores, and there's a sporting goods store that they're doing, competing with Dick's and those other big sporting places. Very smart merchants.
It's true.
Smart.
And then the fifth store that's also doing really well, which is a place that I actually like to shop at, is Urban Outfitters. They said they had a record period.
Really?
So
is that summertime? Would it be more likely to be in the summer because people are doing that, or is it just a trend?
I don't know. Urban Outfitters is also, you know, that we kind of joke about vinyl and stuff making a comeback. Urban Outfitters, I would argue, is largely responsible for introducing vinyl and record players and things like that to a whole new generation.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
So they have cool apartment stuff. They have very cool clothing that's on trend. It's very affordable. And then they have this other kind of home stuff and the music. I think that Urban Outfitters, like Target, has really identified their audience, and they're doing well by them.
Yeah. Well, that's good news, then. Thank you. 45 after the hour on the DJV program. Let me give you some more good news. The benefits of going on a weight loss program that actually will work. It's an all-natural program, the healthiest choice, according to many doctors and people who understand the program. It's not really a program. It's a product called Kaletren, Kaletren. It is, for 30 years now, the healthiest choice for weight loss, for joint support. It is something I've been on since April when I came back from California. I wanted to lose some weight, get rid of the little roll, and I have done that successfully. People who have... used the Dr. Jack. He lost 30 pounds on it. He needed to lose weight more than I did. And if you need to lose weight, whatever it is, whether it's 30 pounds or 13 pounds, whatever it is, you want to do it safely, intelligently, and in a way that when you're done, you feel, wow, that didn't hurt. It was just, it just happened. And it does. Well, it happens with usage of the, you do it the program the way they tell you to do it. Take the four capsules before you go to bed at night. Goes to work 90 minutes after you go to sleep. It really starts working and works all through the night because it is working the collagen that its main ingredient. The collagen main ingredient is collagen. I know people say, well, you're confusing me. Which is it? Well, it's both. Product is called collagen. Main ingredient is collagen, which your body makes on its own until you get into the 30s and 40s, and then the ability to make natural collagen declines. You need to supplement. Collagen is a protein. It's the protein that builds the muscle and pushes out the fat. It doesn't like fat, and therefore you lose the fat weight. No adverse effects whatsoever. Take it from me. This thing really will stimulate your body and make the weight loss an easy routine. Go to toploss.com, online, toploss.com, 10% off the first three bottles that you buy, and you buy more than that, you get four. The fourth one free. How's that for a deal? Check out the box, DJV, or put Doug Steffen, whatever, in there, and you get 10% off. Toploss.com. Important thing is you need to lose 10% of your body weight. 10%, that's a good number to remember. Get the weight loss program everybody's talking about. Make it work for you. Go to toploss.com and order Calitrin.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/talk. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/talk. That's LightStream.com/talk. LightStream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, the pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's a story of a guy... His name is Thomas Arley. He fell asleep on the couch in what he thought was his mother's home, but he's had a problem with drinking, and he had a really bad night of drinking. And so he ordered a taxi to take him to his parents' house to sleep it off. So the taxi takes him to this house. He goes in, stretches out on the couch, only to find out that his parents don't live there any longer. and they hadn't for 2 years. That's even more strange. What's going on in your life that you don't know where your parents live and that they moved 2 years ago? But it was kind of a cute little story. You see these things from time to time, and just one of those, your eyebrow raisers, and you think to yourself, okay, well, maybe I might have gone in that direction myself a few years ago. So, anyway, all's well that ends well. 10 before the hour in the DJB program.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On this, what is the best known movie music in the history of the medium? Certainly this is one of the most iconic and well known themes for James Bond, goes along with Star Wars and Mission Impossible and themes like that. All right, so Chucker, you have some news that will excite us about James Bond or one of the characters in the James Bond movies.
That's just actually a little bit of a setback news. The 25th James Bond film, which was supposed to start production this December, yesterday producers and also Daniel Craig announced that the director they had attached, Danny Boyle, dropped out due to creative differences. He's a director who did Slumdog Millionaire and 27 Hours. He's a high-quality director and probably would have been really good fit for this material, but for whatever reason had creative differences with producers.
Why don't they just why don't they just use the same people? If they have one director who does a good job, why don't they just keep using them?
I don't really answer that question.
For any, never mind just James Bond, but in any of these franchises, you see the directors change all the time. Why would you do that if you have a successful adventure going on? Why don't you just keep the same people involved? keep it successful? Well, I don't get that.
Well, why do you think? I mean, the director who did the last two, Sam Mendes, he did Skyfall and Spectre, yeah. And I thought Skyfall's the best James Bond film of all time.
Yeah.
Probably it's a lot of time and commitment to doing it, so some of these directors just want to do other things. They don't want to be pigeonholed into one franchise, which is a Bond film between pre-production and post-edit. In between filming could take maybe a year of your life, so they don't want to keep doing it. That's
right. All right. But remember, yesterday I said,
Let me just say one thing. If I was the producers of James Bond, I would go knock on the door of Christopher McQuarrie, who did Mission Impossible Fallout, and try to get him to direct, because that guy can direct action.
Yeah.
He's really good.
That's what you want, is a good action director. No question about that. I mentioned off and on the Black Klansman that I went to see and thought it was a good movie, in spite of the fact that Spike Lee is not one of my faves, but I thought that the message was there. It wasn't heavy-handed, it was just an important message. And so with that, I wonder about message movies. There's a movie out now called Conversation with God. I actually went to see... We had a lot of rain here, so... Last night, I've been to the movies a couple of times in the last few days. I went to see Mile 22, which is the Mark
Wahlberg
and Ronda Rousey movie. And so
yeah.
I'm expecting. Well, I mean, I wasn't expecting anything. I got when I was leaving the theater. I thought, okay, this is what I. If I had thought about it when I went in, this is what I expected to get, and that's what I got. What do you think you're going to get in a movie that has Mark Wahlberg and Ronda Rousey in it? It's a shoot 'em up, and it's a pretty interesting. It actually, the twist in the plot at the end surprised me. It's a better movie actually than I thought it was going to be. I just figured another action shoot 'em up, but there was a twist in the plot that you don't expect until the end with two of the characters. I'll leave it at that because Kara gets wild with me when I give away too much of the plot. But it's
so on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
7, 7.5.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. Yeah, it's sort of typical for Wahlberg and what you'd expect Rousey would be in, but the twist in the end catches you off guard. It was more thoughtful than I thought it would be. Yeah. So, anyway, he'd probably go see it and think it was a good movie, too.
I got one up the bed. Summit Films is going to re-release the original Twilight on 450 screens on October 21st and October 23rd. I think there's one showing each day for its 10th anniversary. Hard to believe Twilight, the original one, is 10 years old. Will anyone care?
Yeah.
I don't know.
10 years later, I don't know. I was there in the movie theater 10 years ago, but I don't know that I care.
My gut feeling is they're probably going to try to create interest and then reboot the franchise.
So have you seen the movie Dark Money, or what do you know about that movie?
I've not seen it. Not familiar with it. What's the story?
It's supposed to be. It's a political movie examining the use of untraceable corporate money flowing into elections. Duh.
So it's a documentary.
Well, it is and isn't. I think it's something because of what's going on in the political world. Something to see. So it might be something else. There are a lot of interesting things around now that are not getting a lot of publicity, and I think it's too bad because a lot of people would like to go see. I like to see stuff like that. It's thought-provoking, and I think we need a little more of that. That's why you're here, Trucker, because you're so thought-provoking. Thank you for being here.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.